Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
G'day, with the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The leader of Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard reportedly killed in Israeli strikes on Tehran. A man has died in Adelaide 2 weeks after a police arrest. And in cricket, Australia and South Africa dominate on day two of the World Test Championships. Let's start with international news, and Iranian state television has confirmed the head of the country's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard, General Hossein Salami, is dead, killed in the latest strikes launched by Israel targeting Iran's nuclear sites. Iran's Revolutionary Guard, created after its 1979 Islamic Revolution, is one of the main power centres within the country. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the strikes are a response to rising nuclear threat from Iran.
This operation will continue for as many days as it takes to remove this threat. For decades, the tyrants of Tehran have brazenly, openly called for Israel's destruction. They've backed up their genocidal rhetoric with a program to develop nuclear weapons. In recent years, Iran has produced enough highly enriched uranium for 9 atom bombs. 9.
The International Atomic Energy Agency has confirmed the Natanz enrichment facility, one of Iran's key uranium enrichment sites, is among the targets struck by Israel. And Australia's Foreign Minister Penny Wong has condemned the attacks, urging both sides to take the diplomatic route. In Australian news, a father of two has died in Adelaide 2 weeks after he became unresponsive during a police arrest in Adelaide's eastern suburbs. 42-year-old Gaurav Kundi had been in the Royal Adelaide Hospital in a critical condition since the incident, but had his life support turned off on Friday morning. Port Augusta City Councillor and a friend of Mr Kundi, Sunny Singh, has told SBS Punjabi it's a time for the community to come together in support of Mr Kundi's family.
It is a very sad news for all of us. So his condition was very critical from last 2 weeks. And his father came from India yesterday. And after the doctor suggested that they cannot save him, so they turned all the machines off. And it's a time for all of us to stand with his family.
After Mr Kundi's arrest, members of the Indian community in Adelaide submitted a letter to the South Australian Police Minister calling for an independent investigation due to concerns excessive force may have been used. South Australia Police confirmed the death is being investigated as a death in police custody. An internal police inquiry is already underway with independent oversight from the Director of Public Prosecution, Office of Public Integrity and the State Coroner. Indian police say at least 265 people have been killed in the Air India flight that crashed into a residential area of the northwest city of Ahmedabad. The plane was carrying 242 passengers and only one survived. Deputy Commissioner of Police Kanan Desai says 265 bodies have so far been counted, suggesting at least 24 people died on the ground. But she says the death toll may rise as more bodies are recovered. Indrajit Singh Solanki was one of the first to the rescue team to arrive at the scene.
In the beginning, I couldn't understand anything. It was only smoke everywhere. We could see some small parts of the plane burning, just like this wing lying over here. Through the smoke, we kept rescuing injured people and rushed them to the trauma centre in the civil hospital in auto rickshaws. We rushed 9 people to the hospital.
The Indian government has launched a formal investigation into the plane crash. One of the two black boxes has also reportedly been found at the crash site. Let's go to sport now, and in cricket, the World Test Championship is likely to be decided overnight after the bowling attacks of both South Africa and Australia dominated on day two. The headline act at Lord's in London was Australia's captain Pat Cummins, who took his 6 wickets as the Proteas were dismissed for just 138. Mr. Cummins says it was a huge day for him as he reached his 300th career test wicket total.
It's really cool, knowing there's not too many on that list. I think as a fast bowler as well, you know, 300's something I always kind of thought about as, you know, pretty good sign of kind of durability and, you know, resilience and, longevity. I feel pretty proud to join that group.
Australia also struggled with the bat, losing 8 wickets before the end of the day. The World Test Championship trophy is now in the balance, with both countries looking to win the match over the coming hours. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. And check out our podcasts over the weekend. They include SBS News In Depth, On The Money, Change Agents, and Weekend One-on-One, where you can hear more analysis of what's happening in the news. And they're all available wherever you get your podcasts.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.